702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
News from elsewhere in the world. Let's start with this news from Haiti, Adam. The Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, now banned from leaving the country because of suspected involvement in the assassination of the president recently.
Yeah, a bit of intrigue here. We, of course, don't yet know the truth, but I'm sure the Prime Minister will be denying everything. I always want to call him Ariel Henry, but he is very much Ariel Henry, isn't he? A prosecutor is basically seeking charges against the Prime Minister. He's been asked to explain his links with a suspect in the assassination of the president. Records show that the suspect and Ariel Henry had multiple phone calls just hours after President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated. The president was shot dead when gunmen stormed his private residence in Port-au-Prince. His death triggered a political crisis. But on top of that, we also had that huge earthquake that we talked about that struck Haiti a month ago or so. So the last month or two, absolute upheaval, turmoil, chaos, and now intrigue in Haiti.
Gosh, I mean, if there's any country that you might even say was cursed, it would be Haiti, yeah, because of all the issues they have to deal with constantly. Mistaken for the mafia. What, Adam?
Yeah, how's this for your worst nightmare? A guy called Mark L, he doesn't want his full name given, maybe understandably. Anyway, Mark L was having dinner with his son in a restaurant in The Hague in the Netherlands. He comes from Liverpool. They'd gone over for the Dutch Grand Prix. Suddenly, there they are, sat, I think it was main course time, in came a Dutch SWAT team and arrested him at gunpoint. Quite a kerfuffle in the restaurant. No one seems to know quite how this happened, but police confused him with a mafia boss called Matteo Messina Denaro. Denaro, a.k.a. Diabolique, apparently goes by that nickname, is wanted in Sicily for 50 murders. He's known as the capo di tutti capi, the boss of bosses, the godfather of godfathers. Denaro, and not De Niro, by the way, but Denaro, is a cruel, murderous Sicilian who's been in hiding for 28 years. Quite how they confused him with Mark L, a Formula One fan with a Liverpudlian accent. I imagine his reaction was along the lines of, hey, hey, calm down, what's going on? I mean, how does that happen with a SWAT team and the full regalia? Anyway, they haven't got Denaro, and Mark L is consulting his lawyers.
And maybe even De Niro to play the movie. Who knows? All right, tell me about potty-trained cows.
Yes, in other news, our cows apparently can be toilet trained to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. They've done this as an experiment in Germany. It's not yet been rolled out as a sort of mass thing, but they have managed to train about 16 cows to use a designated toilet. The idea is that their urine can then be collected and treated, because otherwise cow urine mixes with soil to become the greenhouse gas nitrous oxide. This is on top of the methane that cows also like to belch out. So worldwide, it is said that 10% of all greenhouse gas emissions made by humans, as it were, actually comes from cattle. So 10% is a sizable amount. They reckon if they can therefore get the cows to pee in a particular place, the moolu, then they can absolutely save some of the pollution of our planet. Moolus, watch for them. They could be rolled out.
Moo. We'll leave it on that note. Adam Gilchrist, this morning's Worldview.